Just ahead, the thirst for water becomes a fight for life for the Florida manatees. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Percy.
Oh, I just ate half the carton of fudge brownie ice cream. I really shouldn't eat more. Oh, but those little chunks of fudge taste so good. Maybe I should have one more little spoonful. Oh, another one wouldn't hurt. Maybe just two more? Have you ever kept eating and eating, knowing you should stop? Scientists at Brookhaven National Laboratory have identified the brain pathways that motivate our desire to overeat, linking them to the regions of our brain responsible for emotional and addictive behaviors. To view these pathways, researchers implanted a device into the stomachs of 7 obese patients. When the device was turned on, it stimulated the stomach to expand and release the peptides responsible for telling the brain whether or not the body is full. The scientists compared scans of the patients' brains when the device was turned on and off. They found that when the device was on, there was a significant increase of activity in the regions of the brain most closely associated with emotion. Most of that activity occurred in the hippocampus, an area of the brain linked to emotional behaviors, learning, memory, and sensory impulses. The study also shows that eating triggers the same part of the brain that is responsible for addictive behavior. This creates the desire to eat more and more, even when we are full. The study is the first direct evidence that brain regions are involved in our physical response to eating. So the next time you find yourself reaching for that second slice of cake, don't let your stomach do the talking. It might be telling your brain something else. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Percy.
This week, it's our pleasure to announce that Living on Earth is now part of a new family, Public Radio International, or PRI. That makes us partners with the fine folks who bring you the BBC, The World, and This American Life, among many great shows. And that means we'll serve you even better with the coverage of environmental change that you've come to count on. If you have story ideas you'd like us to consider, please get in touch. Our email address is comments@loe.org. Or call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. This is PRI, Public Radio International.